last, and the cold wind curled up fronds of tree fern wanting touch, our fingers separate and stiff. We haven't mourned enough, you say, for our parting, lost to each other the last time through. In the dark of this place, its fire touched not fern but frost, just one of the houses we pass through in the endless constellation of our being, close and away from each other, torn and apart. I didn't know your hair, I didn't know your skin when you beckoned to me in that last place, but I knew your eyes, blue, as soon as you came around the small hill, knew your tongue. Come, you said, we slid together in the spring, blue of a place we'd been. Terra incognita, known, geisa, gush, upwelling in the hidden Norse we found, we feel it thrust as waters part for us, hot, through fern, frost, volcanic thrust. It's all there, love, we part each other coming to, geyser, spouting pool, hidden in and under separate skin, we make for each other through.
Over too much criticize myself way too much I'll utilize.
Good evening. You're listening to Audio Text on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. In the background, a little Hayden. That's a Canadian artist we haven't heard from in a while, or at least I haven't. In any case, today is your Canadian writing show on CITR. My name is JC Peters, and I'll be sharing some poetry with you today. I don't have too much of a theme today. A couple of things I'm going to be sort of thinking about and talking about, and I'll come back to reading a little bit more of Daphne Marlatt, which is the name of the poet that you just heard. Last week, my parents listened to my radio show. Sometimes, which is quite sweet. And last week I was having dinner with them and I made them podcast it and we all listened to it together. And, you know, at the end I said, well, Mom, you know, what did you think? Did you like the show? And she said, oh yeah, yes, I liked it. But I stopped paying attention. You know, I couldn't really focus. And I said, well, okay, but you can't play online Scrabble while you're listening to poetry or else you'll kind of lose the message. Which I thought was quite sweet, but, also, I mean, it was a different kind of poetry that I was playing on my show last week. I was doing some kind of pagier poetry. And so today I thought just for my mom's sake, I'd come back to the more spoken word slam kind of stuff that she really enjoys. So before we get to all of that poetry stuff, though, I have some listings for you. Very exciting stuff. I just found out that tonight is the night of the Raw Canvas Poetry Jam hosted by Scruffmouth. This is a once-a-month poetry event that happens at Raw Canvas, 1046 Hamilton Street. It's a little art bar, lounge, cafe, raw food restaurant / bar. It's a pretty sweet place to read poetry and to listen to poetry. It's intimate, lots of antique furniture and stuff. It's really nice in there. And it's always a really good time at Raw Canvas. So if you want to go check that out, it's sort of an open mic with a few different features as well. And tonight is going to be featuring the Vancouver Slam team. So we are coming back again to slam poetry. If you don't know what that is, slam poetry is a form of spoken word. It's about a 3-minute long piece that people will get up on a stage, they'll sign up, get up, read their poem, and then the audience judges them based on what they thought. You know, a few random people will be chosen to hold up their scorecards, you know, like in the Olympics, and whoever scores the highest will go on to the next round. And then eventually a team is chosen to represent Vancouver for the year. So those are the people that are going to be presenting some stuff tonight at Raw Canvas. So please do go and check that out if you have the time, nothing to do on your hands, feel like listening to a bit more poetry. Otherwise, happening tomorrow, today's Wednesday, August 12th. And tomorrow is August 13th. And as I mentioned last week, that's going to be the meeting of the Science Fiction Book Club. So they're going to be reading The Traveler by John Twelve, and that's going to be at the Grind Gallery on Main Street, 4124 Main. If you are interested in doing that and maybe you didn't get a chance to read the book, you can email darthbuddy2000@yahoo.ca if you want to get involved in the Science Fiction Book Club. So Friday, August 14th, this is the reason that I am reading Daphne Marlatt today. There's an event called The Line Has Shattered, revisiting Vancouver's landmark 1963 poetry conference. So there's going to be a panel and some poetry readings and stuff like that put on by the Kootenay School of Writing. And there's a whole long explanation behind that that I won't get into, but Daphne Marlatt is one of the people who was writing poetry at the time, around 1963. There was a big poetry conference in Vancouver, and it kind of changed the face of Vancouver poetry. So there's going to be a panel at 1 o'clock till 3 p.m., and then the readings themselves are going to be 7 to 10 p.m. This is all going to go down at the SFU Harbor Center, which is 515 West Hastings Street. And some of the poets who will be there, including Daphne Marlatt, and Maria Hindmarch, George Bowring, Robert Hogg, Michael Palmer, Jamie Reed, Judith Copthorne, Fred Waugh, Clark Coolidge, Pauline Butling, and Lionel Kern. So some of these people I studied doing my degree in contemporary Canadian poetry. They're kind of experimental, and they're really talented and really interesting. Vancouver poetry really does have its own kind of vibe or energy, which would be really worth checking out. I'm going to try to get some recordings from that night as well, so I can come back and bring you my favorites onto the show itself. And today you'll get a little taste of Daphne Marlatt. Also happening Friday, August 14th, there's going to be another open mic at Christiane's Lyceum. So this is an open mic. It happens every other Friday. There's food and drink provided, and this is the deal. It's a $6 cover, but for an extra $3, you can get alcohol. So I don't know if that means one drink or what, but either way, that's pretty cheap. And it sounds like a really nice event. I've been meaning to go for a long time, and that's over at Alma and 4th. So do check that out if that's more sort of your style on Friday night, the open mic at Christiane's Lyceum. What else? Oh, there's more on Friday. So much poetry this Friday coming up. I know it's hard to decide. 7 p.m., the Campo Verde Social Club is going to be presenting a reading by Houston-based author and neuroscientist David Eagleman. And the book that he's going to be reading from is called Some, 40 Tales from the Afterlife. So if you're more onto the neuroscience side of the poetry sort of spectrum on Friday night, you can go and check that out. And that is a $20 fee for non-members. Members of the social club, it's free. And that is located at 1660 Cypress Street. If you're interested and you want to get some more information about that, you can just go to their website, www.campoverde.ca. Now, on to Saturday, August 15th. Lots happening this week, 10 a.m. to 3:15 p.m. There's going to be a magazine fair. It's an event for emerging and aspiring magazine writers. And they're going to be able to sit down with industry professionals who will share their knowledge in an interactive and intimate forum that includes networking and lunch. So that's for people who are involved in creating magazines themselves. And it's going to be $35 for students and members, $45 for non-members, and that as well is going to be happening at the SFU Harbor Center, 515 West Hastings. So if you're interested in making a magazine or you're already involved in one, the website for that is www.bcmags.com/writerscraft. And finally, our last event in this list of listings, Monday, August 17th, we have the Vancouver Poetry Slam. So if you really are interested in what the slam stuff is and you want to see it live, it's going to be happening this Monday at Café du Soleil, which is Commercial Drive and 5th, $5 to $10 sliding scale cover, and Elise Malton is going to be the feature for this one. So, now, I think now would be a good time to play for you guys a poem that my parents both really love, actually. So this one is done by Clint Wilson, also known as Father Goose, to many people.
There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. Let's all get a vasectomy. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. Let's all get a vasectomy. There's too many people all smoking and swearing, and too many people named Dylan and Darren, and too many people all bulgy and blimpy, and too many people all wussy and wimpy. Too many people all drinking and eating, and too many buying, and too many bleating. Too many posing, too many pretending, too many of you cutting off and rear-ending, and too many jerking, and too many yanking, and too many splooging, and too many spanking. That's right. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. Let's all get a vasectomy. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. Let's all get a vasectomy. There's too many folks on the face of the planet. There's too many shit fucking people, goddammit. There's too many licking and too many sticking and too many dicking and too many pricking. Too many Christian and not enough Wiccan. Too many eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. Too many afraid to get up and dance. There's too many people with puke on their pants. There's too many people with secrets to hide. It's time that some of these people died. Why? Because there's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. Let's all get a vasectomy. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. Let's all get a vasectomy. There's too many people with egg on their face, and too many people who taser and mace, and too many people, it's such a disgrace. There's too many folks in this beautiful place. From the dawning of man till the year 1820, just 1 billion people on Earth. Now over 6 billion people encompass the Earth, surrounding its entire girth. From birth after birth after birth after birth after birth after birth after birth. I just said after birth. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. Let's all get a vasectomy. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. Let's all get a vasectomy. Yes! Let's all get a vasectomy. Those of you to the right and to the left of me. I promise it'll hurt less than an appendectomy. And ladies, please, feel free to go get a hysterectomy. Because there's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. There's too many fucking people. Let's all get a vasectomy.
Yeah. Just try and play online Scrabble listening to that piece. That's my dare for you, Mom. That's actually my dad's very favorite piece of poetry he's ever heard. So now you know a little more about my family. And moving right along, another piece that I find pretty hilarious, also from the Vancouver Poetry Slam. This is Daniel Mark Patterson.
To the many, many, many women I've longed for and will ever long for, I apologize, I can't fuck you. I will not be a warm blanket oblivion following that night of fresh diesel, drunken breakup stories. In other contexts, I may be a drunken whim or impulse, released from stress or boredom. Either way, I need to be more than just a fresh semen sheet stain come sunrise. That is why in the car, I will turn away from the kiss, instead go for the hug, ignore the inviting tone when you mischievously ask, want me to come with you? Make sure you get in safe. Shoulder blades, your hands running through my hair, rubbing my neck. Your smoky glances will tighten the fit in my crotch. I do not deny this, yet I can't have you. Despite myself, I can't tear off your clothes, bury myself like a newborn in your breast, then dive merman deep. I can't bend you over to sensationally slam. Jean Simmons. tonight, so I'll be penetrating something consistently. I have erotic dreams about polka dots. Better, you wearing polka dots. However, my greatest cock block is my heart.
Yes!
You want to use a horizontal perky jerk, hop-hop, hokey poke on my hummer hammer? Hear me! Humor me on how?
Oh, yeah!
To seduce me, invite me into your heart while listening to what is in mind.
You have wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music.
I went downstairs to hear the sound. Broken, lean, and singing song and
the folk oasis. Yes, here we are on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm JC Peters, and you're listening to Audio Text, your Canadian writing show. Up next, I'm going to play a couple of pieces from the Vancouver Poetry Slam CD. There was a CD compilation that was made from all the poetry that was heard last year. So the first piece I'm going to play from there is by Al Mader.
I just find that things happen in your life and it kind of can cause a certain amount of tension, and I think that happens to everyone. And but one thing about doing performing and writing and stuff is it's a way of, you know, dealing with things cathartically. But then being on stage once again makes you kind of tense because it's uncomfortable. And then also I think all this intensity can make the audience kind of tired and wired up. And I think to give something back, I'd like to kind of do this relaxation thing so we can kind of wind down and go on with life. So, and I know audience participation stuff's kind of a drag, but if you want, then that's nice. Breathe in, calm, breathe out, smile, breathe in, calm, breathe out, smile, and I visualize a box. I put my problems in the box and then close the box. Breathe in, calm, breathe out, smile, and I visualize a box. I put my problems in the box and then I close the box. In my mind's eye, I see a clear blue sky and there's a feather floating down, slowly drifting to the ground in a clear blue sky. My mind's eye, breathe in, calm, breathe out, smile, and I visualize a box. I put my problems in the box and then I close the box. Well, it's my favorite time of day and I'm walking in a field and flowers spring up from my heels as I'm walking in the field, breathing, calm, breathe out, smile, and I visualize a box and I put my problems in the box and I close the box, but the box is overfilled, and the problems start to spill. They start to spill out on the field, and I start running in the field. I crush the flowers with my heels as I'm running in the field, and in my mind's eye, I see a pitch black sky, and the birds begin to die. They start to plummet from the sky, from the pitch black sky, and there's dead birds on the ground, and blood and feathers all around, and I'm running, breathing, breathing, and don't push me, because I'm close to the edge, and here comes my 19th nervous breakdown, here it comes, and you may be right, I may be crazy, but it just might be a lunatic you're looking for. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I didn't mean to kill that pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Better let him lock me up. Well, when I was a young man, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But hey, Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand? I said, hey, Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand? I'm going to shoot my old lady across her, messing around with another man down by the river. I shot my baby. Why, oh, why, Delilah? Forgive me, Delilah. I just couldn't take anymore. Tell me why. I don't like Mondays. I want to shoot the whole day down. Psycho killer? Guess I could say, far, far better. Run, 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 run away. Still crazy after all these years.
Yes, that was Al Mader from the Vancouver Poetry Slam CD compilation from last year. So, the time sure does go pretty fast when you have a half an hour show about poetry. I could sit here and play poetry forever, and I'm sure you could listen forever, especially if you're playing online Scrabble in the background. Way to pass time. So I'm going to come back to some poetry by Daphne Marlatt, who was one of those poets involved in the writing at the time of the 1963 Vancouver Poetry Conference. She's a really interesting writer. She's been writing for a really long time, and she's still writing today. She started out writing some really interesting sort of experimental poetry about the sort of Vancouver landscape and other stuff. And there's a great quote here from this book, my very handy Open Country Canadian Literature in English, an anthology published by Thompson Nielsen, edited by Robert Lacker. And what she says in 1979 is that standard prose is written as if language was transparent. You're not seeing it. Poetry is written with the awareness that it's not transparent, that it is, in fact, a medium. So this is what you folks might recognize as postmodernism, the idea that it's not just what you're saying, but how you're saying it. And in fact, in some postmodern works, it's how you're saying it that's actually much more interesting than what you're saying. The content isn't as interesting as that. But what makes her interesting as a postmodern poet, in my opinion, is that she manages to sort of experiment with her form and play around with the way words go together, what syntax is and does, and all that kind of stuff, but still creating a really beautiful and accessible work that is also quite beautiful. The one that I read at the beginning of the show is from Touch to My Tongue, which is a sort of a poetic exploration of a sexual lesbian relationship. So it's pretty juicy, as well as being intellectually kind of interesting. So I'm going to read her poem, Booking Passage. You know the place. Then leave Crete and come to us. Sappho/Mary Barnard. This coming and going in the dark of early morning, snow scribbling its thaw line round the house. We are undercover, under a cover of white, you unlock your door on this slipperiness. To throw it off, this cover, this blank that halts a kiss on the open road, I kiss you anyway and feel you veer toward me, red tail lights aflare at certain patches, certain turns my tongue takes, provocative. We haven't even begun to write, sliding the in-between as the ferry slips its shoreline, barely noticeable at first, a gathering beat of engines in reverse, the shudder of the turn to make that long passage out. The price paid for this. We stood on the road in the dark. You closed the door so car light wouldn't shine on us. Our kiss reflected in the snow, the name for this. Under the covers, morning, you take my scent, writing me into your cell's history. Deep in our sentencing, I smell you home. There is the passage, there is the booking, and our fear of this. You sliding past the seals inert on the log boom. You slide and they don't raise their heads. You are into our current now of going, not inert, not even gone as I lick you loose. There is a light beginning over the ridge of my closed eyes. Passage booked. I see you by the window, shore slips by, you reading Venice, our history is, that sinking feel, those footings underwater. I nose the book aside and pull you forward gently with my lips. A path, channel, or duct. A corridor, a book and not a book. Not booked, but off the record, this. Irresistible melt of hot flesh, fur line and thaw line align your long, wet descent. Nothing in the book says where we might head. My tongue in you, your body cresting now around, around this tips, lip suck, surge rush of your coming, in other words. We haven't even begun to write. What keeps us going, this rush of wing spread, this under nosing in, this wine dark blood flower, this rubbing between the word and our skin. Tell me where you are. When the bush closes in, I'll heat a luxuriance of earth, so heavy I can't breathe the stifling wall of prickly rose, screak of mosquito poised for the wall to break. The wall that isolates, that I so late to this, it doesn't, it slides apart, footings, walls, galleries, this island, architecture. One layer under the other, memory, a ghost, a guide, histolytic, where the pain is stored, murmur, mer, mer, historicity stored in the tissue, text, a small boat, fraught, trying to cross distance, trying to find that passage secret, in libraries where whole texts, whole persons have been secreted away. Original sin, he said, was late overlay, and under that, sweat pouring down rivers of time and tuberose and the words that climb toward your scanning eyes. She shouts aloud, come, we know it. Thousand-eared night repeats that cry across the sea shining between us. So that was from Booking Passage by Daphne Marlatt. You can see her reading her very own self this Friday if you'd like to go to that event called, again, The Line Has Shattered at the SFU Harbor Center. So that brings us to the end of another episode of Audio Text right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I like saying that, it rolls off the tongue. I'm JC Peters. If you have any questions, comments, requests, love letters, please do send them to audiotechcitr@gmail.com. And as always, you can podcast previous episodes of this show, or if you just want to hear it all over again, either at citr.ca or my website, jcpeters.ca. Otherwise, thanks for listening. I leave you with a little more Hayden.
I can't. he'll surely mind. So just leave him for me.
CITR is proud to support Olio Festival and Mint Records at the Enza Club on Friday, August 14th. Check out The Choir Practice, The Wit Sundays, Kellerissa and Apollo Ghosts. That night, the Enza Club will also feature paintings by Ronan Boyle. And if that's not enough, there will be Watermelon at the show. Come check these great artists out on August 14th at the Enza Club. To pick up your Olio Festival passes and check out the entire lineup,